T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, this is 40 years for us in Washington, D.C., discussing the possibility. And I think you and I have been in the same camp, which has been, okay, that's probably what should happen, but it ain't gonna happen. Because there was no, Tony, the financial pressure was not brought to bear. But now, when you see the names of those companies and six, and shareholders now, not the companies themselves, $600+ million worth of capital, where people are saying, you know what, we're done with this now, and you're gonna be done with it too. This is the first time I've ever thought Snyder's done. He doesn't want to do this. Only one thing, not societal pressure, not cultural pressure, no pressure other than economic pressure will make him even consider it. And now I think he's done.
Back when I was a kid and I used to go to the Garden, there would be this guy in the train station and he would just utter over and over and over again, money, money, money.
Yep.
Makes the world go round. Say the same thing about the Washington Redskins and their soon-to-be new nickname. That was Michael Wilbon from PTI. This is Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, Rob Bradford, Greg Dickerson in for about another hour. It seems like it's a foregone conclusion that the Washington Redskins will be no longer after this season. And Andy, the Redskins have actually come out and said something.
Yes. As I predicted in the second, I didn't know it would come this quickly. I now believe there's a chance they may not have Redskin logo, Redskin name this season. I don't know what
really?
They'll do. Yeah, the way this is snowballing.
You know what will happen this season?
They'll play
Andy?
Under Black Lives Matter jerseys.
No, they'll play Washington Redskins, but announcers will not say the name.
Yeah, well, that's
guaranteed.
But I think there's a chance they may not have the logos on the side, anything. I do.
Just go Cleveland Browns.
Something. Somehow, some way, something. Because you can't print, you know, new Nike jerseys. I think there's a pretty slow turnaround lag time on that. But I wonder what they're going to be this year. But this is a statement from the Washington Redskins. This came out moments ago. In light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community, can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
Companies with lots of money.
I was just going to say. And Nike and Pepsi and Coke and everybody else who
FedEx,
has money that pays
You know,
us.
The stadium name FedEx. So back to the statement. The Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. This review formalizes the internal discussions the team has been having with the league in recent weeks. We were ahead of this. We're not reacting. Sorry, this is me talking again. We were ahead of this. We're
wow,
not reacting.
What a statement this is.
Yes. Okay, back to the statement. Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Redskins, stated, "This process allows the team to take into account not only the proud tradition and history of the franchise, but also input from our alumni, the organization, sponsors, the National Football League, and the local community it is proud to represent on and off the field." Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington Redskins, remarked, "This issue is of personal importance to me, and I look forward to working closely with Dan Snyder to make sure we continue the mission of honoring and supporting Native Americans and our military." End quote. This is the release talking now. "We believe this review can and will be conducted with the best interest of all in mind." End statement.
Mm.
So they are not going to be the Redskins anymore.
The 2020. So you think there's
guarantee they will have a new nickname for 21.
Yeah.
Think there's a chance they won't be the Redskins in visual logo or name in 20. I don't know what the bridge year, to steal a term, would be, how they would make it happen. But I find it hard to believe they're going to come out with the traditional logo on the helmet and the name and all that all jazzed up.
Could you come out? Would it be appropriate? Could you come out with the? It probably wouldn't be.
A no smoking sign through
no,
it.
No. Remember the Sonny Jurgensen era with just a spear.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably
like you could get.
Thing.
Yeah,
no.
Like Washington. It might just say like a Washington. Cool way Washington or DC. Something like letters that look kind of cool for a while, and then we'll come out with a formal new name, logo, everything moving forward. But this is the right move. I mean, for business, this is the right move. For the world we live in, this is clearly the right. Because I've always thought the Redskins were on a different level than the rest. You can get into the latter discussion of Indians and Seminoles.
You're talking about
Illini,
you're talking about another level of racist
offensiveness. I mean, it doesn't work, right? The Red Men, what was that? That was St. John's.
That was St. John's. Although the unusual thing is if you look at a lot of the surveys and polls that have been done through the years, and I don't know, maybe some of these have been done through the Redskins, so they're a little wishy-washy.
Cigarettes don't cause cancer, you know. I have proof from Winston-Salem study. Nope. That's something with you. That's pollen.
By the way, thanks for doing that. I really appreciate
it. Oh, sorry. I did it away from
especially the fact that you did it like 3 feet from my face.
Just drink that stuff. No. Turn that around and spray it down your throat.
Sanitizing spray.
I'm like, what's going on? Can you sanitize your whole body right now, please?
I will when I get home. There have been so many polls, and I mean, you've seen them before, that say Native Americans. They're not offended by it.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. I don't know if I believe that either.
I mean, that is literally a name that's a description of your appearance, right? It's not a chief, and we're trying to honor the strongest warriors or the warriors or any of those. We are the Dartmouth Indians. My town, we're the Dartmouth Indians.
Bye-bye.
It's been pushed back for years. The Wampanoag tribe has been on board with helping to design the actual logo and... You know, discussions of let's use it as an educational tool. We are the Indians. Why are we the Indians? What did the Indians around here go through? So they were on board. It's been pushed back as recently as this year at town meetings and select.
Will that change?
I think so.
Gone?
I think they're all going to be. It's been
Rebels. Look at Rebels. Walpole Rebels. Boom. Gone.
And it should be gone.
Are they gone? Some,
They are gone. They don't have a new one yet, but because they had like the stars and bars as part of their logo, I think, for a while. There was the flag just near the football field.
Natick was the Redmen, right?
Natick was
the Redmen.
And I think those are at a different level when it's an actual just description of the color of your skin, right? Yep. So I think those are gone. I think they'll probably all... It's been a question at the state level. There was a bill in our state legislature for a while to just not leave it up to the towns. We are wiping out
everything.
All the warriors, all the Indians, all the chiefs all at once. And it was a pretty big portion of Massachusetts. Like, it was a significant number of schools that would be going through a change. But
is the Indians offensive?
Do I think so? No.
Okay. I'm just asking the question.
The Wampanoags that have been in touch with the school system and the athletics, do they? No. But at some point, is it just going to be too much public pressure? One fell swoop, everything's gone, probably.
Daniel Snyder, Rob, has been probably one of the most...
intelligent.
Awful.
I'll go with awful, winning. Not intelligent. Stubborn, I'll say. One of the most stubborn owners in all of football, and that's being kind. When you knew it was over, the Redskins nickname, when FedEx came out.
Of course. Well, I love the part I love in that statement is the thorough review, which is about the nickname. Like, I think you've had time to do that.
Quite thoroughly.
I'm not positive. I mean, this isn't like you're doing DNA tests on the logo.
Nope.
You have a thorough review. You do it or you don't.
And they've been doing it for weeks, they said. They were well ahead of this curve. Don't pretend this is a new thing.
I mean, it's
we forgot to send out the statement earlier. We've been working on it. We forgot to put it.
We've been pondering this for years.
Yeah,
now. We've been thinking about it.
They
for
are
years.
Woke in Washington.
It is. Just put it on the
Maybe they'll be the Washington Wokes.
put it on the bumper stickers. Like I said, no, it's a replacement. It's the Washington Sentinels.
So what's okay?
Shane Falco, quarterback. But it is money. It is obviously money. It's going with public perception, and that's a shame. Like, it really is. I mean, the fact is that that we have gotten to this point and we have to have press releases saying it's we're having a thorough review of a nickname, where this has been a topic of conversation down there for years upon years upon years. It's a shame that all of this is happening. It's just like, you know, this is a completely different. It's these things push the obvious. Did you guys see the Jeffrey Epstein thing? This is taking a hard right hand turn, but the Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
No,
have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
watch it.
So yeah. So the woman.
You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. Don't bully me.
I'm not.
Andy doesn't watch anything.
So his
fair point.
This was big, Andy. It was good.
I'm going to watch it. I promise.
This was big news yesterday. His woman, the partner.
His woman.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Local story tie-in here.
Yeah. Up in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, right? And
pretty nice. But you see that place? Pretty nice place to hide out.
Apparently she was living with a guy from Manchester by the Sea. It was like 20 years younger. But anyway, she was... She was good for her. Sounds like par for the course with Epstein. You go through this documentary, and you're like, how is this woman walking around in public without being arrested? All the things that she did, but it took that documentary for her to get arrested. Like it stinks when like the obvious is right there. Why don't you do something about it? And I know this is the way society is, but that was just another example, and the Redskins another example.
So this is fast and furious, this situation, because we now have a crap sheet tweet with a quote from... crap sheet tweet? Crap sheet. Ian Rappaport. He likes to go by rap
sheet. I think it's rap sheet, isn't it?
Mine has a C.
Oh, yours has... does it have a blue check mark?
Okay, it is two check marks.
NFL Commissioner
it has
Roger
a poop emoji next to it. It does.
Chocolate ice cream. Right. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, quote, "In the last few weeks, we have had ongoing discussions with Dan, and we are supportive of this important step."
I think you're right. I think you nailed it.
I think this year they will be the Washingtons.
They will not be the Redskins this year.
And
they
nobody will call them that.
Nope. Well, I will because I'll slip. I still call them the San Diego Chargers.
That's just because you're a jerk. That's all.
No, it's because when it's been beaten into your head for...
But whether it's... I know he's no longer with us, but Dan Fouts. Say Dan Fouts was doing a game somewhere. Dan Fouts...
Well, he's still with us. He's no longer with us on Sundays at 1.
Perhaps on Fox. Maybe he falls in at Fox somewhere. But whoever, they will never mention that... nickname. They will never mention Redskins. It will be all Washington. It'll be interesting, as you said. How hard is it to change a decal on a helmet?
Oh no, their decal will be changed. They will not have the Redskins decal. You know, I feel bad. This is a stupid little thing, but you know when you're writing and you bounce between Boston and Red Sox because it gets repetitive. Red Sox. Poor writers in Washington. They have no other option.
Well, technically, you're not even supposed to put Boston. You're not even supposed to. You put the Red Sox.
Right. But they got nothing to go
to. They basically can't acknowledge anybody.
The D.C. defense.
The D.C. Do you put D.C.? Is that like calling Boston Bean Town?
I don't know. When you need to scramble, you scramble.
D.C. Yeah.
But, I stand firm with that they will not be the Redskins.
And they want a new stadium.
Oh, they do.
Which is what, 20 years old?
96, maybe? I think, somewhere in there.
Somewhere around 25 years old. Sounds about time for a brand new stadium.
And they have...
For a team that can't draw flies.
Right. Well, maybe this will help.
Yeah.
Maybe this will bring in new life.
I'm not calling them the Redskins anymore. I'm going.
Daniel Snyder's going to say, okay, we can't call the Redskins. It's going to be the Trumps. All right? The Washington Trumps.
Hey, you want to double down on it.
What Roger Goodell is really hoping for in his wildest dreams is that Daniel Snyder is as stubborn as possible. I'm not changing the name. You're going to have to fire me. You're going to have to get rid of me to change the name.
Well, okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck. I do think it's interesting that this comes for a team that now has a minority head coach in Ron Rivera and has a minority, well, I don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but could have a black quarterback in Haskins of their own. So there's a whole sort of culture change maybe that they can spin. If I'm in their PR department, Daniel Snyder, thank you for being the boss, but you stay in the background. We now have a quarterback and a coach that will be leading our PR.
It is amazing. Daniel Snyder, his evolution or his tenure, it's amazing because when he came in, he was going to be the guy who was going to throw around all the money.
And he did.
Has anyone wasted more money? And
nope.
Name four worse owners in sports than Daniel Snyder.
Well, he was basically... a terrible version of Jerry Jones. And that's saying something.
That's saying something.
Or a terrible version of Mark Cuban. Like, they were that new age, internet money, but whatever, I'm going to buy a team. And
I'm going to have a say in some personnel decisions.
He's a bad Mark Cuban. Because Mark Cuban's won.
Mark Cuban's great, but right? Mark Cuban's also not only a terrific sports team owner, but in terms of social issues, he's out in the forefront of so many
being.
Social issues.
Daniel Snyder's not a human being. Have you heard the stories about, I believe it was Andrew Brandt, lives near him in the greater Washington area.
Why do I know Andrew Brandt?
Andrew Brandt used to run the Packers.
I know Gil Brandt.
Used to run the Packers, was a player agent, now is sort of a sports business columnist online. Okay. I believe it was him. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Whatever. But the story is the same.
Wrong doesn't matter.
No, the story is the same. It's the particulars that may be incorrect. Had a child who was a friend of Daniel Snyder's child. They played together.
Yeah.
Went over during a play date and was just, you know, father to father, shooting the poo. And he said, you know, Dan, and he said, call me Mr. Snyder.
Does anything
ever tell you more about a person than that right there?
Does Mr. Kraft do that? Tell people to call.
Actually, come to think of it.
Because a lot of people call him Mr. Kraft, and it just drives me absolutely
batty. See, I worked for him, so it felt appropriate.
So you did call him Mr. Kraft, but you were not told to call him Mr.
I was
Kraft.
Never told to call him. Called me Jumbo. So.
Bob
he
did. Kraft.
Oh, God. Mr. Kraft. Mr. You were a goddamn adult. You don't have to call him Mr. Kraft. He owns a football team. Who cares?
All right, I'm with you. We had some former hosts here say Mr. Kraft.
Oh, God.
I said,
Mr. Kraft. See, I call him Mr. Kraft.
Yes. I want to call him Joe Thornton.
Why do you call him Mr. Why do you call him Mr. Kraft? Because he's done a lot for me. And like, well, I did a lot for you too. You don't call me Mr. Bradford.
Exactly.
It's this Mr. Kraft thing. It's bizarre to me.
But Mr. Kraft,
I can't. I understand if a player does it. Maybe
because
he's the owner
as a player.
He was my boss. Why don't you give me that out?
Because you're not a player. You're a nobody.
But he was my boss.
As a player, you're basically told that's the assumed thing.
Right.
But to go back to Cuban, when you were doing the Celtics thing,
Cuban was awesome. Oh, fantastic.
Well, every time Mark Cuban came in, number one, he spoke.
Yes.
And he would always go on all the road trips, which was bizarre in itself.
But, sit on the bench.
But no, he was awesome to talk to, and it wasn't just awesome to talk to because he was crazy, but because you could tell he was smart.
He's got his S together.
Yeah,
his stuff together.
That only works because you won. Had he not won, he'd be meddlesome. There would be negative adjectives.
Yeah, but he only won once.
He won. He built a team that had a Hall of Fame player. They were in the conversation as a title contender, and they won a title. If you don't do that, then you become meddlesome.
I don't know if I totally agree with that.
Oh,
because
I my I'm, point, so I agreed with it.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm
you put me
myself
on the spot trying to sit here and think of owners that haven't won that are
right.
Good guys and good owners.
Right. Robert Kraft was meddlesome and then he won.
Had the stopwatch and then all of a sudden the stopwatch was that's kind of funny.
He's not meddlesome anymore, He's one of the greatest owners in all of sports. It's funny how you go to 9 Super Bowls and win 6 and that whole narrative changes.
Let's grab a couple. Robert. I can't.
RKK?
Bob.
LRC?
I remember there was a time when I called him Bob. I say, hey, Bob, how are you? Hey, Bob. And now I feel like, now I've moved to Robert.
No wonder you haven't filled in here for 6 months.
No wonder why I got fired from the back of PA job at Gillette Stadium, because I called damn guy Bob.
No wonder you get that fifth grade coaching position at Smacky O'Flanagan's.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
See, he calls him Mr. Kraft.
Yeah, the players do that. That's a player thing.
Do they call Mr. Grossbeck? I don't think they call him Mr. I don't think Celtic players.
Yeah, what do they call John?
What do they call John Henry?
They call him
Pasty Face. Do they call him Pasty Face over there?
They call him the guy who's never around. Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I think Mr. Henry.
That's almost different to me too, because it feels like one word, John Henry. Like, it just, like, rolls off the tongue.
Well, you can't really.
Well,
and also,
it's not ideal.
You not really say John. I mean, the player wouldn't say, well, as, you know, John.
But you also wouldn't say, would you say Henry? Like, people say Kraft. Kraft did this and Kraft did that. No one would say Henry did this.
Not a player.
No, but I mean even us on the radio. I hear people say Kraft. Just like it's this.
You can say John Henry.
Yeah.
You always say John.
They go together. It's almost like they're stuck.
Like a candy bar.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
When your boss comes to you and says, outstanding job, what do you call him?
If I had a boss, I would know that answer.
No, the big boss, the head boss.
Yeah. Said outstanding job.
When that happens.
I don't have any contact.
You don't have any contact? None whatsoever? All right. Can I grab Joe in Tampa before we take a break, Eamon? All right, let's go to Joe in Tampa. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, gentlemen. Listen, a child isn't... I want to talk about the guy brought up. A child is not born a racist. A child is taught racism at the dinner table when he's 5 years old. So when these kids grow up and they have different friends of different persuasions, they're less likely to teach the next generation to not be a racist. So that's what the guy was talking about kids. And as far as the Indians, I heard a woman on the radio the other day, and she said the redskin word is like the N-word to the African-American community. And it comes from people killing Indians and taking their scalp and getting paid for it. So that's where that term came from. So let's end that. Have a good day.
It's going to end. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
It's going to end, Joe. It's going to end sooner rather than later. Do you end it? Do you finish off Indians? Do you change Indians for the Cleveland Indians?
I wouldn't, but
why?
I have a too close to home. I was raised a Dartmouth Indian.
Oh.
And to me, if they, like, there's a connection. If the Cleveland Indians have to be changed, well, then
but
I'm pretty
Indian,
sure the Dartmouth
is
Indians
Indian
are
offensive?
I don't think so. No,
I have no idea what's offensive.
But I've also been told that Native Americans is no longer appropriate. It's indigenous
people. Seriously?
That's what I've been told. I don't.
Isn't the only people who can answer that, though? The whatever, Native Americans or the
Indians?
But
what if they don't agree? What if the ones that are part of the Wampanoag tribe and the Seminole tribe say one thing?
I think if they don't agree, if you don't have this groundswell, then I think you go with what the general opinion is, which I think the general opinion with Indians is, it's Indians. This isn't the same as Redskins.
What about fighting Illini? What about Chiefs?
Again, I don't
know. You know what I find offensive?
For me?
Eagles.
For me? No.
Boston College Eagles. I found that offensive.
That's a different issue.
Just because they stink.
That's the production.
Has nothing to do with the nickname. Right?
Listen.
It has all to do with production.
That's Hamilton Wenham Generals. You know why?
Why?
George Pat.
What's your Covina?
Oh, okay.
Covenant.
Yeah.
What's your nickname?
The COVID-19
That's what it is. Okay. Probably not appropriate.
What's that,
probably
Cougar or something?
Covenant. Yeah, Cougars.
Ooh, Cougars.
Yeah, Cougars.
You can't go wrong with Cougars.
Well, that's,
unless you're hunting them illegally.
I would say some 50-year-old women are probably offended by that. Right.
Offended.
So I would change that.
Take that away.
Or complimented.
Cougar?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that means you're old.
Yeah, but also attractive.
Yeah, but I mean, well, yeah, but
they know they're old. They have a birth certificate. Like, right? That's just a number.
So you're
but
okay.
If you say they're
so
a cougar.
You're okay with Andy Hart saying, hey, Andy, man, damn, Andy's old, but damn, is he cute.
Looks good for
you're
his
okay
age.
With that?
Oh, because I know my age.
Okay, all right.
Right? Yeah, that's like a.
Yeah, but some people don't
I
like
I still the got it. You know what I'm saying?
617-779-7937. More phone calls. And Brady versus Newton, that's coming up. Sports Radio WEEI.
I think this year they will be the Washingtons.
You're a dumb f***.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Breaking news.
Ladies and
somebody
gentlemen,
is
breaking
showering.
News.
No, this is legitimate breaking news.
Oh, it's legitimate breaking news. Eamon?
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Brought to you by Northeast Insurance, a proud sponsor of Clear Path for Veterans New England.
Northeast Insurance is expecting true good
payoff.
Big breaking news. Exactly.
Nobody saw this coming in Major League Baseball. MLB officially cancels the All-Star Game.
Oh. I'm sorry?
Greg Dickerson, speechless.
Speechless
on the radio, not a great place to be.
Let me repeat that. After carefully reviewing the situation, MLB has canceled the Major League. They've just announced They've just announced.
But
MLB has announced.
What about home run derby?
No all-star game. That's a good. Would you do this? Instead of 11th inning, instead of putting a runner at second, a little home run derby to settle it.
Yes.
You have a shootout. You have a shootout in hockey, right?
Well,
what's the difference?
See, the one problem is probably a bad time for me to drop this. Mine would be called the seventh inning because my fixed baseball plan would be six-inning games. Yeah. But, yes, I don't hate it. I don't hate a home run derby. I prefer put a runner on second and let's finish this game. But
it's not that far off from a shootout in hockey, though,
no,
is it?
No, it isn't. It is not. It definitely is not.
And how is it bastardizing the game more than putting a runner at second base?
Well, it's a home run derby.
I know.
And what is a home run derby?
At second base who didn't get there for any reason.
Do I pick my pitcher?
Well, you get the it opens up another job for somebody because a home run derby pitcher can
for
be
both
hired.
Teams.
No, you get to pick like a home run derby. You get to pick your pitcher. No, so no, you don't get an advantage by having a pitcher.
Oh yeah, some of these guys the home run derby, their pitcher's better.
Right,
like Dad, they've been doing it for 40 years,
but they get to pick them. It's not like you're saying one guy's assigned a home run derby pitcher. They get to pick the best pitcher they can find to do home run derby.
But it doesn't have to be a player. It can be like my guy sitting in the crowd and
it can be your dad. It can be your high school coach.
And now my dad has to be at every game.
It opens up a job.
Right.
And he has to
it doesn't open up a job. Is it just one player?
Here's the thing. Every team
asking too many questions about something you just threw out there?
Yes, you are. Every team has usual batting practice pitchers.
Yes.
That's to say that the pool of home run derby pitchers has to come from your team's batting practice pitchers. Your regular
bat.
Like Matt Noon is the Babson baseball coach.
Of course. Yes.
Who is a Red Sox batting practice pitcher.
Sure. Okay.
He would qualify. Congratulations, Matt Noon.
Matt Noon, you are the new
home run derby
pitcher. Batting practice.
You are
pitcher.
Going to help settle Major League Baseball games.
Now, would this be one on one?
Yes, just one.
And how many pitchers?
So we send JD Martinez to the plate. They send whoever they want.
Maybe you have, and maybe you have a spot on a roster for a designated home run derby guy.
David Ortiz.
There you go.
David Ortiz walks out like Kirk Gibson in 88 and just mashes one.
Is he the best, though?
Who?
Like, who's the best batting practice hitter you've ever seen?
You could, like, Hanley Ramirez. Hanley Ramirez, they actually stopped having him take BP because all he tried to do was hit 500-foot home runs in BP.
I like it.
So you've
added jobs.
So, like, you have, like, you name the guy, the big power hitter that couldn't hit anyone. It's like the long drive guy, right?
Yeah. So I want, like, he comes out with a cigarette and a beer and he's fat and he's just like, yeah, that's what I want.
Actually, you have to come out with a cigarette.
Right.
With the exception of the cigarette, I could do it.
I thought you were going to say the exception of the home run.
Oh, that one. There is that
you
small.
You seem to have left
there
out
that small part, too. It's like the old days when they used to talk about a designated runner, like Carl Lewis. Like, teams wanted to sign Carl Lewis to be a designated runner.
The old Oakland A's had a designated runner. That was his only job was to be a designated runner.
They did?
Yeah.
Don't
his
bring
last
that
name
up without
Washington.
Knowing the name.
If it was only a way I could go to the Google machine to find this
His last name was what?
Washington.
So you're sure of that?
UL?
Hold on.
UL Washington?
You talk amongst yourselves.
I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of this either.
So Usain Bolt would be your guy?
Yeah.
Long strider. Can
Herb Washington.
Oh.
Herb.
Herbie.
Herbie.
Yes.
Herb man. Washington. Herbie goes bananas.
Full-time designated runner.
I wanted to go back to the Brady.
Talk about a niche position.
What? Being a
designated runner?
Hey, adds more jobs to the union, doesn't it?
Oh, no. It's great. I'm just wondering, like, how often.
So
you take the first six inning off.
Get this.
You're not going to get used early.
So in 1974. Herb Washington played in 94 games and didn't have one at bat.
That's tremendous.
How many stolen bases?
Scored 29 runs, stole 29 bases.
Jesus.
Let's go back to 1955.
Why are you so offended by the great game of baseball, Eamon?
All these old man baseball conversations. Good Lord.
No, I actually found this one interesting.
It is.
Zero
at bats.
29 runs scored.
92 games, 29 runs scored, 29 stolen bases. Now, he was caught 16 times, which would suggest that
that's not great.
That's not good percentage.
No,
that's not great.
So did he have zero plate appearances?
Zero plate appearances.
That is a trivia. Which player scored 29 runs despite not having
For his MLB career, 105 games, zero plate appearances.
All right, let me ask you guys this question.
He never batted.
No.
You can add one player.
That hurts. That's going to be like Jarrett Stidham.
You can add one player to your roster.
Herbie Washington.
Herb Washington. Eddie Goodell, who do you take?
And Eamon might not know who Eddie Goodell is.
Yeah, look, Eamon doesn't know who Eddie Goodell is. Tell Eamon who Eddie Goodell is.
Eddie Goodell was a little person at about 4'5".
Oh, I knew this.
And the St. Louis Browns owner, who happened to be
Bill Vec,
used him, I think, on a couple of appearances, or at least one.
And said, don't you dare swing.
Right, and he didn't need to because every pitch was 6 feet high, and he walked. And so would you rather get the automatic walk or the almost automatic stolen base?
Well, no, because he got caught 16 damn times.
So, I'll take Eddie Goodell.
But they put the kibosh on Eddie Goodell. Like, he only appeared, he had one plate appearance, and he walked.
Quit boring everyone.
Excuse me, in this day and age. Isn't that discriminatory?
That's very discriminatory. You may have been able to do that back in the 40s.
Oh, so now I got to be 6'2 to play Major League Baseball?
Wow. Nice game you got, Rob.
Yeah.
It's great.
Way to go, Rob.
Why don't you exclude a few more people?
Runner, designated home run derby guy? I mean, we're on the trolley here.
Why don't you offend more people with your little stick and ball?
What did I do? I don't know.
Would you guys be more, and this is the question that was in my head, and I was batting this back and forth the other day. No, it's okay. It's a stupid question, but I'm a stupid person. Would people be more excited to start the Patriots season with Tom Brady as quarterback or Cam Newton? Coming off of everything that we went through last year, coming off all the BS that we went through during the offseason, would you say to yourself, September 7th, oh, my God, Tom Brady's quarterback, this is awesome, or Cam Newton? Because I'm leaning Cam Newton.
It's. I can't believe you saved it for the last 15 minutes. It's not a terrible question. It's actually a very good question.
I mean,
damn it.
I mean,
don't answer. Don't answer.
Forget I would have saved this for tomorrow
I'm
with that other guy.
With Brian Blaisdell tomorrow.
It's Cam Newton.
You could have saved the Herb Washington doc for tomorrow.
No, you could have used that now. That's appropriate as we peter out a show. It's Cam Newton.
I agree.
Right? I mean, because last year was not a fun year.
Certainly wasn't for the quarterback.
Right. And that spread into the fan base and the whole thing. This is a new, and we used the word earlier, superstar.
And what do we love to? We love new things.
Well, right, the unknown. Yeah,
something guys, unknown, that, right.
That's the most important word. Whether it's better, whether the production is better, it's new.
Well, that's not true.
We also, yeah, but yeah. We also
if you
don't
said
know
Andy Dalton over Tom Brady.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, right.
Well, yes, you are correct. But in terms of if you're talking about good players, we assume they are good players.
Yes.
The new guy
right.
is always going to get the more interest. I mean, this team, this has been said a lot this week, but this team went from a tremendously uninteresting team to a unbelievably interesting team.
Right. Calling out, remember, what was that last week? Colin Cowherd, I think, was the one that was like, week two, I will be off the Patriots. When Jarrett Stidham starts and now they're 0-2 and he doesn't look good, I no longer care what's going on in New England. I disagreed with him because, to me, the post-Brady, Bill Belichick-led Patriots draw if they're crappy, that draws interest. I'm intrigued by that.
Why would I watch New England anymore? I don't watch games for coaches.
I'm interested to see.
Are you
what Jarrett Stidham?
Okay,
are
you? You didn't even say anything.
Aliens with three eyeballs was what she was going to say, but Colin has no interest. He's not interested in what she's interested in. Cam is interesting. Cam is a lightning rod of interest, excitement. Now, you could fall out of interest with him, too, because if the guy who's lost 8 straight starts has now lost 12 straight starts after September, kind of losing interest.
Yeah, but I'm talking.
That Stidham guy coming in.
I'm talking going into August, starting into September.
Excitement. Cam Newton's a superstar.
And everything we learned. I mean, didn't Tom Brady turn you off with the whole,
We're 8-0.
It was never going to get better with Tom Brady. And that's another part of this.
I don't think that Tom Brady would have the drive that he has now.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
He's mocking
you. A-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you mock me?
I mean, the guy wouldn't go to OTAs.
Why don't you just go down and watch your player shower in the concourse?
It's just a matter of time.
Okay, baseball boy.
I'm counting the seconds.
See Herbie Washington.
Right. Oh, let's go talk more Herb Washington. 617-779-7937. Quick break. Come back. Finish up the show. Sports Radio WEEI.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
What do you think, Andy Hart? I often hear you say on Saturday mornings that, 4 hours flies by.
The fastest 4 hours in sports talk radio. Mack and Hack.
How was today?
It was really fast.
Really
you did
fast?
A fine job. Fine job.
4-4-40 fast.
No, 4-3-2.
4-3-2.
Oh, me and Brian Blaisdell.
Tomorrow is Tom Brady 40 in the Combine 2000. 5 and change.
Tomorrow's the doughy Tom Brady with
yes,
the shirt
indeed.
On.
Yes, indeed.
Who's in the one chair?
Not
that's
me.
What everyone. Oh, you're just sitting back.
No, no.
Just sitting back.
I will be sitting over there.
Oh.
Dickerson's such a beta.
I'm such a what?
Beta.
Like what's a beta fish?
You should be an alpha. You should come in there and be like, Brian, I'm going to be the one chair. You're going to be the two chair, pal.
Excuse me, Brian. Blaisdell, is it? Brian?
I don't know if you've ever heard of Wallach and Dickerson.
I'm sorry, Wallach and Dickerson.
Tangway and Dickerson. I have quite a history
hello,
in this city.
I have sideline reporter, Celtics.
You know what you
ring.
Do? You do
hello,
Greg.
I'm hosting.
I've lost more jobs than you've ever known about.
I've been fired from more jobs than you've ever received.
Greg, just bring in the bottle of champagne with your face on it.
Bring in my Emmy? Should I be
no,
like,
no,
be
more
like,
the bottle of
yes.
champagne. Should
I be like, what's his face back yeah. there?
Kenny Smith.
Kenny Smith, just bring in Miami and just go.
Who had Emmy one?
I think
Emmy
I'll
two.
Be hosting. Thank you very much.
Get out the way.
No, I'm not. No, it's you guys know it's so much easier to not host. You just sit there.
Whoa. You think we just lollygagged through four hours and shot the poo?
To carry you.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yes, yes you do.
Wait, you made me read a release. I read a Redskins release twice off my phone.
You're going to Fenway Park.
I sure am.
And you're
going
to write some stuff?
Sure. Ron Renicki Zoom call at noon I'm going to miss.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Well, screw that. Check that out. When do you want again?
In a week.
In a week.
I'm going on vacation, baby. It is 4th of July. We didn't even talk about it, but I love fireworks.
No.
Blow something up, but do it safely.
Do it in New Hampshire. No mocking hot. Eamon, thanks so much. See you tomorrow with Brian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.